Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Bones. I'm bigger than Jesus.
I don't believe in knocking any kind of lock at all. I don't believe in therapy, not in Einstein's God of theories. I don't believe in you and I don't believe in me. I don't believe in prayers and I don't believe what's supposed to be. I'm off on nowhere, my side of nowhere. Welcome to my party, a one-man army. I'm dancing with myself in flames.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds there. Me old mate China Mucker, Mr. Tony.
That's all right, me dog.
Thought I'd add a bit. All right, my dog. All right, my dog. Hey. That was The Bones, mate. They're from Sweden.
All right,
and
cool.
That track was actually called Bigger Than Jesus, not I'm Bigger Than Jesus. I was just saying that. I was getting a John Lennon reference in there earlier about the Beatles and that. If you want to burn me books and records, do. I've not got any out in America, so you're going to be knackered. That's from their latest album. Rock and roll, man. It's punk rock and roll, The Bones. Scandinavian punk rock and roll.
Nice.
What's their website?
Thebones.se?
No, bonesrockandroll.com. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 1, and we'll be playing another Bones track in future weeks. I've got no jokes for you this week, Tone.
Okay.
In our additional material section. Still no poems. There was a poem that I saw today that my mate wrote, but it's rubbish. I can't bring myself to read it out. If you've got a joke or a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a poet, if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I do get confused there. Anyway, I did think though I'd read out a text I got from my mum earlier and my response to it.
Okay.
Because this is the text that my mum sent. It goes, "Hi Paul, couldn't remember what time your doctor and hair appointments were. I've done you some washing. There's no cars in the garden, but I am in. Love, Mum." Now I'm going to read it again. "Hi, Paul. Couldn't remember what time your doctor and hair appointments were. I've done you some washing. There's no cards in the garden, but I am in love. Mum." She's in love. As I said, I just sent it back. Ha-ha, I had to read that text. Oh, God. Ha-ha, I had to read that text twice. Glad you're in love. Does Dad know? I think she might be having an affair. Don't you ever too old, Tone?
No, that's right.
Absolutely. You know, late 60s. Still feeling frisky.
There you go.
I was just going to get on with it. Shall I get on with it?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Unless you've got a joke you can think of, or an hilarious text or something really funny that's happened to you today.
No.
I did mention something. I know we were talking about Facebook next week, probably, but I did mention something that I've, if you're wondering, when you're driving along the motorway and you see a sign up saying roadworks and then there's no one doing any work, yeah. I know why.
Okay.
They're all outside my house.
Really?
Yeah, they're resurfacing the road. There's about 500 of them. And it's amazing how quick they've done it. It really is. They've taken the entire road up yesterday and put a new one back down today.
They're not messing around, man. You are they?
I thought they were drilling to hell. I thought they were going to see if they could get to hell. Then someone pointed out to me today, they could have just knocked on your door, mate. I went, ha ha ha, funny. Purgatory. Right, next track this week. This is by a band that aren't going anymore, but kind of are. Mike did get back together last year. Might get back together again, so it's all right. And it's a band called General Rudy. Now, we've only played a couple of tracks from General Rudy. They were original, I'll say original, they were a neo-ska band from Montreal in the late 90s. And they were still going when we first played a track by them in about 2005. They were on Stomp Records, friends of Planet Smashers and all that.
Okay.
And I've just dug this thing out. So this isn't from the vaults, it's just an old track. I just fancied a little bit of medium pace ska tone, take the edge off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're going to play a track by them. However, they're not going anymore, but they are sort of and all that. So they have got a Facebook page. What do you think it is?
Facebook.com/General Rudy.
Facebook.com/pages/general-rudy-229-493-28040-9518. Why is that, Tom?
You haven't said default URL.
Default URL. But in the defence, they're not going as a band either anymore.
Right.
So anyway, I think you'll enjoy this. I know I am. Probably the internet too, Tony Neil. Listen on this.
Because you're dealing with the original song breakers, earth breakers, the old school General Rudy.
Come listen to this.
Y'all are massive, I go hollow me name. And all our DJs, I'm on ever complain.
Come listen to this.
Every song is a dancehall hit. Hip hop people, I go dance to hear.
And let's say,
yeah, one song be pumping out your speaker while other robot bands be pushing shit that's weak.
Come listen to this.
I go mash up the town as the beat hits the street. Imitate a step down.
Come listen to this.
Miss Annabella will shake a tinger. Miss Kana Kana only looks for the ring.
Come listen to this.
X amount from start to finish. I'll never push it if it smell like fish. Get chatty-chatty. All we really want is to get the names that
change.
Your name I go round and round.
Speak truthfully, roots that may never step down.
We are the general of the rude boy style. When we live on the microphone, we always wicked and wild. We always having and having and having a good time. When it comes to ska music, we are the original mastermind. So jump and skank and wine, raise your hand and clap in time. Flash your light up, pump and grind, it's a general rudy time. Original roughneck from way back long ago. When I meet them on the stage, them a mash up in the show.
Listen this.
To Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I think Rich might be in Edinburgh.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen him yet. I'll have a look for him. the games I play. Yeah, that was General Rudy. Listen on this. Very catchy, very lovely, very brilliant, very excellent. Very unlikely you'll see them live. But anyway, great stuff. We'll still have stuff download. Do a bit of research. You'll be able to get yourself some General Rudy stuff, I'm sure. I'm sure they still appreciate the download money. If you're in Montreal, you might even bump into him in the street and go, hello, General Rudy. Do you know you featured on Punky Radio? A bit late for that, isn't it? Have you got any Facebook for us?
Yes, kind of.
Does that mean we can hear?
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, 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 tra-la-la-la-la.
Apparently so. I'll never tire of that.
It's excellent. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. I haven't had any new ones this week, so please do make sure you send them in. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. Do get in touch. But on the subject of Facebook, it's been I keep meaning to mention this, and I have forgotten. Long-term listeners will certainly remember that I set up a Facebook page for my own self, and it had one friend, I think, at the time. It was pointed out. And a lot of punky listeners did follow me in the end. I got up to about 50 or 60 likes in the end.
That was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm a little bit worried about long-term listeners. Sounds like a bit of a sentence.
Doesn't it?
Punky radio in your life, but anyway.
So I've started trying to use it more and more. So I'm posting more and more things on it. And over the past couple of months, I've started to, you know, dig up these old nostalgia. It's been a band kind of a thing. So most of my old recordings are up there now. So if you are interested, I did use, before Loft Conversions and tiling, I did used to play in a band or two. So if you are interested, please do check me out. facebook.com/thetonyhearn.
There can be only one.
Exactly.
There's the Shylander.
The second Alcohol album's up there, the one that was never finished.
Wow.
The
put loads up.
Yeah, the El Draco EP's up there, the Right Hand Pink, all the demos for that is up there. There's about 12 right, songs. Probably about 28, 30 songs up there. Just free, just download.
I wouldn't spend a lot of time on Right Hand Pink, to be honest.
No. It never really worked. But it's all up there. And I'm
thinking all Left Hand Good. That would have been brilliant.
Didn't work out, but yeah, so it's up there. Keep me to mention it. So if you're interested, do check that out. Let me know, and I will put up the my solo album. Actually, the only thing that's left is not up there. But
wow,
would be interested to know if anyone listens. Thank you.
A cornucopia of Tony.
There's a lot of Tony.
It's a Tonycopia. Anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook.
And if you left some comments, we wouldn't have had to put up with all that.
Exactly.
Right, two songs in a row, Tone.
Okay.
Do you know what? I thought I'd start with some in French.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. A band called Les... Now, I don't know how to say this, do I? It's probably Les Gris Gris. It's spelled L-E-S-G-R-Y-S-G-R-Y-S. So it might be Les Gris Gris, for all I know.
Hmm.
But it's Les Gris Gris, I think. No idea what it means. It's all written in foreign. Anyway, absolutely brilliant. Garage punk coming up here. Really, really good fun. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Les Gris Gris, if that, or Les Gris Gris's website?
Legrisgris.fr?
Good idea. Legris-gris.fr. Do you know what? I'm going to give you that.
Oh, blimey. Thank you.
Close enough, isn't it? It's close enough. And I do realise that Les Gris Gris, when you look at the website, it looks like an abbreviation of lesbian angry. Maybe that could be a word of the week. Angry lesbians out there, there's no point in me upsetting you. You're already angry, but you could be a legri.
Lesgri.
Better work, is it? I'll take it back.
Okay.
I'll take it back, Tone. Goodwill to all men and women. Everybody. Kumbaya. Feed the world. I couldn't even remember how that goes.
Feed the world.
Yeah.
No idea.
Let them know it's Easter, something like that. It's anyway, right. The important thing is it's Tony 1, Paulie Bean Internet 2, and this is Left Unseen.
Gonna give you all my loving, gonna give you all my love, all the stuff you lost me right, all the things that you've been missing, when you took me now. Gonna jump and make some fun. Hey, so long I could cry. Don't you ever let me be. Just don't let me be. Stand me now, let me see. Can't you hear me calling? For I feel dumb. Scouts and back, I feel just right. You've been gone like every child. Yeah.
Click.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sorry, when you said off mic, go when you're ready, you said it so quick, I didn't realise you said it. Anyway, off mic, off air. When doing it off mic, that's, I really wouldn't hear it. Anyway, you listen to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Worthy Victims, Brighton Hardcore Punk, my friend, and a track called Untouchables. What is Worthy Victims' Facebook page?
facebook.com/worthyvictims.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 2. Will I regret giving you that point? Who knows? Anyway, this is going to be weird. Did you do anything last week?
Probably. I think as mentioned last week, went away at the weekend. Probably went away to a hotel. I did go away to a hotel. And this week, and then was doing lots of house stuff. We're still renovating Tony Towers, trying to restore it faithfully back to its heyday
with corpses.
We don't talk about the corpses. So that's pretty much it, really. What did you get up to?
Well, I was going to hope that we were going to try and get away without saying this was a pre-recorded show. We're going, yeah, I'm having a really great time in Edinburgh, everything's brilliant, but you sort of said, well, I probably did something and I probably might have done that. So that's blown that. I'm probably having a good time. Actually, by now I've probably lost my voice, half a liver and the will to live.
Right.
And I'm praying for sunshine. Let's see. I wonder whether I'm being a little pocket Nostradamus here, and that will indeed be true. And next week, so a week after, whether I'll say, actually, yeah, I was right. I'm in rightness. Who knows? It's not worth worrying about, is it? I'll tell you what is worth worrying about, Tone.
What's that?
Bits of aircraft washing up on your island.
Yeah. And obviously we're quite familiar with that, aren't we?
Now, it was a few weeks back now, but a bit of aircraft washed up on Île de la Réunion, which is Reunion Island, which is a département of France. It's the southernmost department. It's the furthest away place in the world from Europe that has the euro. It's also got a bit of plane washed up. And that Malaysian Airlines plane that vanished a year ago, probably in the Eastern Indian Ocean, has done a big old lump. The bits of it have done a big old lump, and one of them's washed up in the Western Indian Ocean on Reunion Island. And that made me think of all the great music on Île de la Réunion, Tony. So from the vaults this week, I've picked out a track we played before by a terrific sort of punk psychobilly band from Ile de la Réunion called Mothra Slapping Orchestra. They've got a brilliant album out, and this is a track from it, Tone. So, what is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Mothra Slapping Orchestra?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
You would.
Facebook.com/ Mothra Dash Slapping Orchestra Dash 19012591016235 SK equals ink. And why is that, Tony?
No, it's that default URL.
Default URL. But then they're probably too busy looking for scraps in the wreckage.
Possibly.
Anyway, kick your ass. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm loving the Mothra Slapping Orchestra. What a great name for a band. To our friends on Ile de la Réunion. We might get there one day.
It's further than I thought it would be. For some reason, I thought it was closer.
Did you?
My geography is therefore crap.
That's correct, Tony.
Yes,
maybe you should put that on your Facebook page. You got kicks for us.
Sorry, what did you say? I do, yeah.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar. Back on it.
Yep, and again, back at the 12 bar. If you haven't visited before, please do check it out. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, this Friday is the Laburnum, which is a 12 bar, it's a bit of a showcase gig. And bearing that in mind, how much do you think that would be Friday evening?
Free entry.
It's free entry only if you're attending the Facebook event, so you have to sign up from the Facebook event, but as long as you're on the list, but as long as your name's on, you can come in.
I'm having that.
You are having that.
How much is it otherwise?
No, they can't. You can only get entry if you're on the list. Okay. It's free to be on the list.
All right, well, that's good, isn't it?
Very confusing. but yes,
nah, that's good, mate. I think they're advertising it on Facebook.
I'm used to confused.
Something crazy like that.
But Saturday night, which is the Ride for Dime UK 2015. Doors open at 5. It's a ticket only. No, it's not ticket only. I'm lying to you. So it's featuring The Grudge, 101% Pantera, Hellbent and Hammered, Empire Warning, Kairos Sun, and Overthrow UK.
Folk night.
Bit of a folky. how much do you reckon it is on the door?
Oh, tenner.
£8.
Wow, right.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all I've got for this weekend.
So, in that case then, number eight. I don't think we've ever been that far away from the Beast.
No,
on Devil Gate Drive.
Nope.
They might consider themselves to be gatekeepers to the underworld.
Yeah, like bookends. Yeah.
Well, one bookend, yeah. Unless they've got a house right down the other end as well.
Hmm.
Don't know. Perhaps they're slum landlords in hell. I better play two songs in a row, I reckon. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Have you ever heard of a band called the Mean Reds?
I don't think so.
I'm surprised, there's loads of them. Anyway, the ones that we've got.
Right.
It's when I was looking for the website for the Mean Reds, who sent us some stuff through, I didn't think to actually read the email that we got about it. I just thought I'd type in the Mean Reds, and I immediately got a folk band in Edinburgh, and I thought, oh, that ain't right. So I typed the Mean Reds somewhere else, got another band, and then I finally got the right ones, because they are from Toronto. They are Canada Nardenardenans.
Okay.
Now, they're not my fanavra at Canadian Ardenardenan, but they are Canadian Ardenardenans. They're from Toronto, Tony. And they're a two-piece garage punk outfit. Two people make a lot of noise, mate, I tell you. Stay tuned for the Kirks. In the meantime, what is the Mean Reds Bandcamp page?
TheMeanReds.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. Now, what's the scores at the moment? That makes it 4-2 to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's either 3-3 or 4-2.
It's 4-2, because you didn't get Mothra. It's probably be the Internet 4, Tony 2. And this is the very cleverly titled, for those of you who know a bit of your rock and roll history, Peggy Sue Got Divorced.
Foxy Moron.
Sometimes can be riddled with regrets as you want to live a little two lives. I've been the same destination, but I can't help but the ride. Back off the bike, I'm not qualified. Ain't got the time, no, I ain't got the right. Well, that's quite alright. We can come out in these. This house that is built, I'm back for an end to sleep. I don't know if I've done alright.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Kirks from their latest album. It's a really good album. A track called 1998. The Kirks from Macclesfield, Tony. You've got people from all over the place this week. Two from Canada. Quite a surprise with that. Anyway, so the most famous bands come out of Macclesfield, arguably the Mac Lads.
Mm.
But I think the Kirks are a modern day improvement.
Okay, cool.
One said back, I just think they're absolutely brilliant. I hope you enjoyed that. What is the Kirks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Kirks.
It is, and it's Kirks with a Z or a Z if you're in that there American. It probably is that four, Tony, three, and hello and thank you to TNS Records for sending us that through. Are you doing anything this week, do you think?
I would imagine it's pretty much the same because work. My boring computer work is very busy, and my house is busy being renovated at the minute, trying to get back on the market in September so I can sell it before Christmas, which would be nice. So it's back to the old story, really. But,
well, I'm still enjoying myself at Edinburgh, Tony. I've Excellent. Seen the light at the end of the tunnel, but I don't think I'll be able to reach it because I'm on my hands and knees on cobbled streets in terrible weather. That's almost certainly... Yeah. What's happening to me right now? But anyway, when this whole thing's over and we do a live show again, I'll tell you all about it. Sound all right?
That sounds fine.
Another song, mate. Now, this is the last in the trilogy of bits. Oh, hello. The last in the trilogy of bits I'm calling the Psycho Spot, when I'm playing a psychobilly band that you're not going to see anymore.
Right.
Various different reasons. And this week's band called The Lost Souls. And now, this might also be a kind of From the Vault. It's got a feeling I've played this song before. In the very late 80s and very early 90s, I saw The Lost Souls on a number of occasions. In fact, but I never meant to. Every time that I went to see a band, they'd have dropped out and the Lost Souls would be replacing them. And I got to know their music quite well. I actually had a chat with a drummer one night when I was about 22. And then the one time I actually went to see them, they weren't on. And I was moaning about it rather loudly and said, bloody Lost Souls. Every time I don't want to see them, they are on. Every time I come to see them, they're not on. And someone said, yeah, well, the lead singer's dead.
Oh.
I went, ah, right, that would be a good reason then. So it's actually a really tragic story because they brought out a really good album and then they didn't really get a lot further. And they were a terrific band from the Midlands. I think they're from Birmingham.
Okay.
Certainly Midlands psychobilly at its finest. And this track, I first time I heard it live, I loved it. And I heard it on record, thought it was great as well. I'm really into, as you well know, I'm into psychobilly, but I'm into all the nutty stuff. I'm not necessarily into just the straightforward balls to the floor psychobilly. I like the stuff that goes off in weird directions. And this track is one of them. It's a track called Skid Row. And it's a real sort of sad story song, really. It's about, obviously, someone being on Skid Row, but it's really interesting the way it's put together, and the lyrics are really interesting, and it's really catchy, and I think you're going to really love it. But what is, because the Lost Souls do have a Facebook page where you can find out about them, find out about their history. What is the Lost Souls Facebook page?
facebook.com/ The Lost Souls Band.
No, facebook.com/ Lost Souls Psychobilly. All of you instead. What's that?
Five.
It's only three. Yeah, it's only this week. Skid Row.
Life been tough while I'm down and out. I'm living in rough while I'm half a feet up. Been a sea while I'm just trying to make. All I've been on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow, I'm slow. I don't call, I see my wife on the tour to the booze and I wreck my life. But I found out that I'm well now. That fucking everything's got a ball on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row. I'm slow, yeah! Skid Row, Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow, yeah! I'm a sheep with a black one, four, one, trust the kids with all being mobile. Live me life in, you say so quick, on the street like Ben. Skid Row, I'm slow on Skid Row. Skid Row, I'm slow on Skid Row. Skid Row, I'm slow,
yo. Mate, mate, you got 10 pence.
Get back to 10 pence.
Ah, where's your old runner?
Never said that life ain't tough, but here I am. I'm living in rock for the worst place of all. It's called Skid Row. When you hit rock bottom, that's where you go. On Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow on Skid Row, Skid Row. I'm slow, go.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got a twat? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say. Skid Row, Skid Row, I'm slow, I'm slow. Oh, Skid Row, Skid Row, I'm slow, I'm slow. And when you bear that in mind, that I first saw that band live over half my life ago, I'm really glad to be playing that now.
Excellent.
Aww.
Have
you got a twat?
I don't.
Bugger.
Yeah.
What are you going to do instead then?
Saw a film.
Brilliant. Does that mean we get the song?
Yes.
Go for it.
Tony's Movie Review. Hey.
Right, and then you talk about the track after you've done this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so I finally got around to watching Focus, which is a One of those kind of like heisty type films, very twisty. It's got Will Smith in it.
He's a twat.
I quite like Will Smith.
Right, and who else is in it?
Margot Robbie.
He's a twat.
She's the blonde woman from Wolf of Wall Street, if you've seen that. Pretty good film. It's about con artists set up doing cons and stealing things, and then is a bit twisty in the middle, and then it's like there's like two distinct stories in it. The first half and the second half are two like separate heists. It's good. It's not brilliant, but if you like Will Smith and you like things that are a bit heisty, like Ocean's 11, that kind of stuff, it's good. It's worth watching. It's out on DVD.
But does he do a rap in it?
He doesn't, you know.
Does he do any dancing?
You know what, he might do a bit of dancing.
Does he do any cheeky laughs and look cheeky at the camera and that?
Does cheeky laughs, don't think he looks at the camera.
Right. I don't see it.
It's not for you.
Right, so is it for younger people than me? Or do you think I would enjoy it?
I think you probably would. It's not not really a young person film. I think it's probably quite slow. But yeah, if you're 30s to 70s, I'd say.
Right, that's quite a big age group you're going with there, Tony.
Yeah, I'm playing it safe.
Basically, for everyone who's not under the age of 30, wonderful.
Yes,
right. I'd say so. So come on, let's keep up the TTN thing. Are you listening, Total Talk Nonsense? Let us know if you are. I bet they never listen to us.
I don't think so.
How many spiny Normans?
I would give it 3 out of 5.
Right, not as good as the last one you did then.
No, it was all right. It was a bit disappointing, but it was still good. So, yeah.
Do you think you didn't enjoy it that much because you're so young at heart and you still feel like you're in your 20s?
I think so, yeah. I did sit there, keep looking at my phone and think, oh, boring. You know, and
whatever.
It's
just basic. Alright, anyway, come on, let's hit the song again, if you don't mind. Do the song again.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Yeah, brilliant. Last track this week, man. UK subs from their latest album, Yellow Leader, which I think I've got in front of me, have I? No, I've put it somewhere. Yellow Leader, which obviously starts with a Y because it is the 25th album they've done, and they do them alphabetically. So once they've done their 26, I don't know whether they're going to retire or just start on numbers, start working backwards. Anyway, latest album is exactly what you'd expect from UK subs. UK subs are one of those bands that they don't let you down, do they? You know, you get a new UK subs album, you put it on, you know it's UK subs, it's what it's all about. Quite a lot of it, I sometimes think it goes more into rock than punk, actually, and it's not always straightforward. Am I right, though? Because original punk rock was actually pretty medium-paced, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Sex Pistols
doing any really fast songs.
Yeah, it's quite slow, a lot of it.
And UK subs are kind of more along that, I suppose, that Sex Pistols pace of sort of catchy, fairly melodic, excellent stuff, and obviously fronted by the legendary Charlie Harper.
Mm, yes.
Who is now old enough to have been in the Dam Busters the first time round. Anyway, Tony, what is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.co.uk.
It is UKSubs.co.uk, Tony.
Yeah.
That means it's probably Internet 5, Tony 4, and this is Chemical.
Yeah.
That's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. I can't even promise we'll be back to normal next week, because next week we are doing a late summer special show, aren't we?
We are, yes.
It's very exciting, where I'm picking some of my favourite songs of the year so far, and you're picking some of your favourite bits. It's going to be very interesting. Anyway, maybe you could just quickly mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se. And finally on TBFM, which is tbfmonline.co.uk.
And thanks to those guys for carrying the show. We do very much appreciate it. And I hope you've been listening on one of those stations right now. You're enjoying yourself. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.